Today's Mishnah is on Masech Tishvias, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masech Tishvias, which deals with the laws of Shemitah, which very, very high level means that every seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, the land has Kedusha, as a result of which the farmer was not allowed to work in his land. But as we mentioned, the Gemara Ma'ikot and Daf Gimel says that it doesn't just mean those avoidos and those malachas, but really the entire spectrum of malachas that the farmer would do inside his field, for the most part, he was not allowed to do during the Shemitah year. Now, the first sugya that's discussed in Masech Tishvias is the law of Tois Vishvias. So Midai Raisa, and really, from a pure technical standpoint, Shemitah starts on Echad B'Tishrei. So, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, what we know as Rosh Hashanah, that's the first day of Shemitah. And it goes until the following Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So, every seventh year, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the land is going to have Kedusha. It's going to be the Shemitah year. There is a Din Deraisa that says that one has to be Moisef Michoil Al HaKodesh. And as we mentioned, that halacha is not unique to Shemitah, but it's really true to anything that has Kedushas Hazman, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Kippur. There's a concept that you have to be Moisef Michoil Al HaKodesh, and on Shemitah you also have to be Moisef Michoil Al HaKodesh. Midairaisa. Now the Deraisa Digadin of Tosfos Shviyos is Shloshim Yom. It's 30 days, which meant that the farmer had to start working in his field, not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but a month earlier, which was already Rosh Chodesh Av. We also saw that the Rabbanan came and they broadened the scope of Tosfos Shviyos. And they said that even though Midei Raisa Tosfos Shviyos only starts 30 days before Shemitah, which is Rosh Chodesh Av, but really Midei Rabbanan, you have to start observing it already earlier. How much earlier? So it depends on what type of field it is. What emerged from learning only two Mishnayos is that ordinarily it would be Pesach. So from the Pesach before Shemitah, already then, you would have to stop doing certain work inside the field. Shemitah starts Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Tosfos Shemitah Midei Raisa starts Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Midei Rabbanan, you have to start even earlier, you have to start already Pesach. However, there was a kula that was given for what's known as a stei ilan, a field of trees. And a field of trees, there was a kula, and there you were allowed to work a little bit later than Pesach. How much later? Machloikis b'shamei and b'sil. But the Mishnah said, u'kreivim divrei elu, liyois k'divrei elu, that the shears are very, very similar to each other, and when is it? Be'erech? It's Shavuos time. According to b'sil, it's literally Shavuos, and according to b'shamei, it's kozman shu yafdapri, which is around Shavuos time. So if it's a stay elon, so then there's a kula, and the kula allows a person to start, to continue to plow his field up until Shavuos time. The question is, you have to define what exactly a stei ilan is. So the Mishnah gave a very technical definition. The Mishnah said that if you have a parcel of land that's 2,500 square amas, it's known as a base sa'ah. That parcel of land has three trees. Each tree is ra'oi, it's capable of producing pressed figs that will weigh 60 Italian mana. If you have a field like that, the entire field is dubbed and termed a stei ilan. And if that's the case, he'd be able to plow the entire field up until Shavuos time. What happens if the trees are not able to produce as much? Or what if you don't have three trees? So then the halacha is that individual tree, you would be able to plow up until Shavuos time, enough for the person that's working underneath it and his basket to be able to be there. But in terms of the entire field, that's where Chapsa Nafkamina, only if it's a stei ilan, quote-unquote, with the technical criteria of a stei ilan, would you be allowed to plow the entire field up until Shavuos time, otherwise not. So today's Mishnayos are going to continue to discuss the technical definition of a stei ilan, number one, and number two, we're going to have a Mishnah that's going to sound a little and feel a little bit like a Gemara that's going to give us the makar, the source to the halacha of Tosfos Shviyos. So, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Echad Ilan Srak. It doesn't matter if you have a tree that doesn't produce any fruit, Echad Ilan Meichel, or if you have a tree that produces food, Royan Oysan, Kilu Heim Te'enem. We look at them as if they're fig trees when it comes to determining whether or not they meet the criteria to produce a stei ilan. In other words, the Mishnah said that what's the definition of a stei ilan? Three trees, okay. In a besa, fine. How big do the trees have to be? They have to be able to produce 60 mana of pressed figs. What if it's not a fig tree? What if it's an apple tree? What if it doesn't produce any fruit? So what's the shear then? So the Mishnah says, you always take the tree and you ask yourself, if this tree was a fig tree, based on the size of the tree and the potency of the tree, would it be able to produce this amount of figs? If the answer is yes, so then the halacha is, it's going to be considered a tree as it relates to stay ilan. If the answer is no, it's not going to be considered a tree as it relates to a stay ilan. So even if it's not a fig tree, royin, we make believe, we act as if it was a fig tree, and that's what the halacha is going to be. Meaning, the Mishnah speaks it out, imruyim lasis kikat velo shol shishim ana bitalki. If the tree would have been a fig tree, it would have been able to produce pressed figs. That weigh 60 Italian manu, charshon kol beis sabat shvila. Then you'd be able to plow the entire field. Pachas mikan. However, if it couldn't produce that much in charshon lamel letzarchon, then you wouldn't be able to plow a little, but only what you would need for the actual tree, like we said, meloy ha'ir v'saleh, but more than that, you wouldn't be able to produce. Very, very straightforward. That's Mishnah Gimel. Moving along, Mishnah Dal. Hoya echad oisa kikr tevelo, uchnayim enois. What happens if you have this field, and you have inside it three trees? One of them is able to produce the 60 mon of kikud velo, and two of them are not. Or shnayim oisin, or two of them are. The echadene oisin, one is not. So one out of the three, or two out of the three trees, yes. Zok the Mishnah, ein charshim lahem elo litzarchon. The halach is, it's not going to be considered a stay ilon. You'd be able to plow up until shvuos only what that tree itself needs. But for the entire field, you wouldn't be able to. Ad sheyiyu mishloishav atisha. And this is going to be true for a field that has anywhere between 3 and 9 trees. So we got a halt cheshbon for 1 second. If it's less than 3 trees, we're not even having this conversation. It's not a stay ilan. It has to have at least 3 trees. When it has 3 trees, the Mishnah just said you need all 3 trees to meet this criteria. If one does or 2 do, that's not okay. In Chorshalem el Litzarch, you need to have all 3 trees to be able to produce this amount of press figs. What if I have more than 3 trees? I have 4, I have 5, I have 6. Do I need all 3, all 4, all 5, all 6 to be able to produce that amount of figs? Or maybe, as long as I have 3, even if I have more than 3 trees, the halacha is that 3 should be enough, right? It's a kal v'chomer. If I only had 3 trees, and if the 3 trees each produced enough, it would be okay. So maybe if I have 5 trees, as long as 3 of them produced, it should be okay. Meaning, when I only have 3 trees and not all 3 trees are able to produce, I understand, that's an issue. But if I have more than 3 trees, then l'chura, as long as I have the 3 trees that are producing, that should be fine. So the Mishnah says, the way the Tosfos Yontif and others learn the Mishnah, that no, that if you have up until 9 trees, you need all 9 trees to be able to produce 16 mana devela. But if I don't have each one able to do that, so then the halach is it's not going to be okay. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. Meaning, if I only had 3 trees and all 3 trees were able to produce the requisite amount, that would be a stay ilan. If I have more than 3 trees, I need all of the trees to be able to produce. It's not enough that 3 of them do. So it's a concept of moisif gerei. If all I had was 3 trees, it would be fine. If I have a 4th tree and the 4th tree is not able to produce it, that actually makes it worse. But the bottom line is, up until 9 trees, you need every single tree inside the field in order to be able to produce this amount. Oh yeah, sir, what if you have 10? Then the halacha is me'asara ula mailo. Then bein oisin bein she'ein oisin chershon kol beis abishvila. Once I have 10 trees or more than 10 trees, so then that field is going to be considered a stay ilam regardless of what it's able to produce. So once the field is such a big field that has so many trees, it's always considered a stay ilam, and it doesn't really matter what this field is able to produce. Second part of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the whole beginning of the Masechta, really the first 4 Mishnayos, are predicated on a concept that there's something called Taisah Shvi'is, like we mentioned so many times. When did Tosfos Shvi'is start? Midday Raisa Rosh Chodesh El. What's the Makar in the Torah to Tosfos Shvi'is? So the Gemara is going to bring a Pasuk. I mean, the Mishnah feels like a Gemara, but the Mishnah is going to bring a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. The Pasuk says as follows: Sheishes Yomim Tavoid, Ubayoyim Hashvi'i Tishbois. For 6 days you're allowed to work, the 7th day you have to rest. Becharish Uvakatzer Tishbois. You should rest from being Chayresh, from plowing, and from being Kaitzer, from harvesting. There was a major Machlokes Tanaim, as we're about to see. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel had to understand this pasuk. Now, the first part of the pasuk is very straightforward. Sheishes yomim ta'avidu b'yem ha'shvi tishbos. What's it talking about? Shabbos. 6 days you work, the 7th day you rest. We all know that that's Shabbos. And this is one of the many places in the Torah that the Torah talks about Shabbos. The second part of the pasuk, that's a little more ambiguous. Becharish uvakatzer tishbos. Is the second part of the pasuk also talking about Shabbos? I mean, if the first part's talking about Shabbos, it certainly sounds like the second part of the Pasuk might be talking about Shabbos as well. And that is the Sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. However, not everybody agreed. As we'll see, the Tanakam in our Mishnah, it's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Shas, he was of the opinion that although the first part of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, but the second part of the Pasuk, was talking not about Shabbos, but the other Shabbos. What's the other Shabbos? The Veshavsa Ha'aris. It's talking about Shemitah. Zok the Mishnah. Shenemar. The Makar to the concept of Tosfos Shviyos is as follows. It says, Becharish Uvakatzer Tishbos. And the Tan of our Mishnah is of the opinion that this is referring to Shemitah. And Zok the Mishnah, Ein Tzaruch Lo Mecharish V'Katzer Shviyos. I don't really need this pasuk to tell me that on Shemitah itself, you're not allowed to be Chayresh, you're not allowed to be Kaitzer. Why? Because it says it already in Parshas Bahar. Because there's other psukim in the Torah that already tell me the Salach Elo. So why does it say Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos, Charish Shel Eresh Shviyos? What the pasuk is coming to say is that you're not allowed to plow Eresh Shviyos, Shunichnes Neshviyos. In the event that you're plowing on Eresh Shviyos is going to impact, it's going to benefit what's going to grow on Shviyos. V'Katzer Shel Shviyos. And you're not allowed to harvest on Shemitah, Shuhu Yoytzel Maitzah Shviyos. I mean, you can't even harvest after Shemitah in the event that it's from something that grew on Shemitah. In other words, what the Pasuk is saying when it says Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos is not that you have to rest on Shemitah, because everyone knows you have to rest on Shemitah. That's Parshas Bahar. Obviously, that's the basic halacha of Shemitah. So what is the Pasuk telling me? It's telling me the halacha of Tosfos Shviyos. So what's the Makar to Tosfos Shviyos? Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos, Parshas Kisisa, tucked away. The beginning of the Pasuk is not even talking about Shemitah. The beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. The end of the Pasuk means Shemitah, and it's teaching me the halacha of Tois v'Shviyos. Bishmol Loimer, Bishmol argued. He said that no, this Pasuk is not teaching me the halacha of Tois v'Shviyos. Rather, what is the Pasuk coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. What in Hilchas Shabbos? Mach Chorish Rishos, Af Katzer Rishos. Chorish could only be a Rishos. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that involves plowing. So if a person would plow on Shabbos, guaranteed he's not doing a mitzvah right now. I mean, obviously, he's being Chayrish on Shabbos, but forget about that. He can't be involved in a Dvar Mitzvah because plowing never involves a Mitzvah. To be Kaitzer could involve a Mitzvah. There is a Mitzvah in the Torah that involves harvesting. What is that? Omer. Nyana de Omer. To harvest the Omer, right? To cut the Omer that was ultimately brought as the Karban Omer was a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's Esed Deiraisa. So Rabbi Shmuel says that you want to know why the Torah wrote Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos not to teach me halacha in Hilchas Shviyos, rather to teach me halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. And what halacha is it coming to teach me in Hilchas Shabbos? It's coming to teach me a halacha that the only time a person is Mechalel Shabbos is if the halacha that he's doing involves a Rishos. But if he was doing a mitzvah, then it would be Mutter. For example, Ktsira Sa'omer, which involves Shabbos, the halacha is Ktsira Sa'omer would be Mutter, Macharish Rishos, Avkatz Rishos, that's what it's coming to teach me. Yotzik Ktsira Omer to teach me that it's Mutter to be Kaitzer the Omer on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that you're allowed to do a mitzvah on Shabbos even if it involves Chil Shabbos. There's no halacha that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh of Shabbos. The halacha is that Ktsir Ha'omer was Doicha Shabbos. And it learned out from this Hekish, it says Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos, just like Chayrish by definition must have been Rishos, so to Kaitzer by definition must have been Rishos. In other words, the second part of this Mishnah gave us the Makar to the Halacha of Tosfos Shemitah. According to the Tanakam and the Mishnah, it's Shitas Rabbi Akiva and Shas, the Makar is learned out from Becharish V'Katzer Tishbos. It's referring to Shemitah. It's not coming to tell me that you can't be Chayrish and Kaitzer on Shemitah, because that I know already. Must be, it's coming to teach me you can't be Chayrish and Kaitzer even on Tosfos Shviyos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this pasuk is teaching me Allah in Hilchas Shabbos that Ktsira Omer was Leicha Shabbos. How then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, do I know Tosfos Shemitah? So that the Gemara discusses and the Gemara addresses. But for what we need is today's Mishnayos, which continue to describe. And to define what exactly a stay ilan is as it relates to the kula, that even though ordinarily when the Chachamim imposed their level of Tosfos Shviyos, they went all the way back to Pesach, but for a stay ilan they said it's Shavuos. But you have to know what exactly a stay ilan is. So the first part of today's Mishnah gave us the definition of what a stay ilan is. The second part of today's Mishnah mentioned the makar of the din deiraisa of Tosfos Shviyos.